Morning. Lovely to be speaking to you again. And let's start with the passage. So if we could have Luke 1, verses 1 to 23. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning, it seemed good also to me to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife, Elizabeth, was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. But they had no children, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well along in years. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty, and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the customs of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Many of the people of Israel will he bring back to the Lord their God. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel answered, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When his time for service was complete, he returned home. We come to the second Sunday of Advent. But first of all, I want to have a little think of more recent history. I wonder if any of you can remember what happened on the 20th of July, 1969. Can anyone remember? Probably you need to be over 50 to know this. Yeah, Robert? Moon landing. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon. They were there for 21 hours and 36 minutes. Not even a full day. And yet, we remember, even 50 years later, over 50 years later, we remember that day. As he climbed down out of his capsule to take the first step ever on the moon, Neil Armstrong said, and he didn't quite get it right actually, but what he should have said was one small step for a man, one giant step for mankind. One small step for a man, one giant step for mankind. I wonder what he meant by that. Mary and Joseph were unknowns. They were one of thousands in Israel. They weren't much more than peasants, and they were living in poverty. And yet, the journey they embarked on would change world history. The journey to the moon had started at the end of World War II, when many of the scientists from Germany went over to America, and obviously during the war, Adolf Hitler had started playing around with rockets in his effort to win the war. And when the war ended and Germany was defeated, these scientists held quite a lot of valuable information for America, and so they went over to America. And so the space race began. There were a few disasters along the way when takeoff failed, and subsequently the rockets exploded in a fireball of flames and burning fuel. But the scientists and engineers from wherever they came from never gave up. They never let go of the dream to go into space and to go to the moon. The coming of Christ was first hinted at the fall. And you may remember that I covered that a few weeks ago when I did a bit of a pre-Advent talk. And it was slowly revealed by the prophets over the coming centuries, and historical events all began to mount up to the coming of Christ. And then finally, after centuries of anticipation, it was time to prepare for his coming. It was time to get ready. The baby was nearly here. Elizabeth and Zacharias, as we have heard from our reading, were both from a priestly background. Zacharias was a priest himself, and Elizabeth came from a priestly family. And so both could trace their family trees back to Aaron. But unlike many priests of the time, they were not proud and arrogant like many were. They were God-fearing and humble. They chose not to live in Jerusalem in luxury, but to live in a little hillside house. There was one great sadness in their life. Elizabeth was barren, and the couple had no children. And in the time that they were living, this was a terrible shame on a couple in the society of their day. It was just not acceptable. It was almost seen as a curse. People would wonder whether there was a hidden sin. But God had other plans, because the part they were to play in the preparing for the coming Christ, it did get off to a slightly rocky start. I wonder how any of us would react if we were suddenly confronted with an angel. Because Zacharias hadn't just gone into the temple, he'd gone right into the Holy of Holies. And he performed a duty which most priests only got to do once, if they were very fortunate, twice in their lives. So it was a very special duty that he was performing. And on top of that, Gabriel appeared to him. Gabriel the angel. And Zacharias didn't believe the angel when he was told that the couple would have a son. And so he was left unable to speak until the birth of John. I wonder how many of us would believe that we were going to have a baby if we were both over 60 and we were beyond the years of childbirth. I suspect that Elizabeth had maybe gone through her menopause. Zachariah wouldn't have been as fertile as he had been when he was in his younger days. So it's not perhaps too surprising that John didn't believe him. However, because he didn't believe, the angel made it so that John couldn't speak until the birth of their son, John. However, once John was born, Elizabeth and Zachariah diligently and faithfully followed the instructions they had been given. They were at the end of a long line of prophets, priests, and other notable people who had carried out the commands of God quietly, diligently, faithfully, to bring history to this point, to the point where God could send his son to earth as a man to complete the work that he had for Christ. Along the way, many had faced discomfort, worry, fear, and danger. It hadn't been all fun. The Challenger space shuttle disaster that happened on the 28th of January 1986 demonstrated just how dangerous going into space is. And we must remember that Elizabeth and Zacharias, Mary and Joseph lived in dangerous times. Israel was occupied by the Romans. So that was the first major danger that they faced. The Jews had to be very careful not to upset the Romans. One slight wrong thing they did, and it could cause tragedy. They had to break society's conventions. They had to break the rules of their society. Mary was a virgin, and yet she was pregnant. And, of course, having a baby, even a long anticipated and wanted baby, was dangerous for a woman 2,000 years ago. Unlike today, where we can go to a maternity hospital, where only a very small percentage of women lose their lives in childbirth during the time of Mary. Losing your life during time childbirth was a very common thing. However, John was safely born and raised. He survived to adulthood and then played his part in preparing for the coming of Christ. And Christ completed his work on earth. He completed his job of going onto the cross, of dealing with our sin, of taking away the barrier between us and God, making it possible so that we no longer have to go into the Holy of Holies. We can go there all the time if we want. But of course, that's not the end of the story. Christ will come again and bring history to a conclusion. He will end all the tears, the pain, the despair, the fear, the violence, and the list could go on. And instead, he will bring peace, harmony, love, and completeness. As we look forward to Christmas, let us bring some of that peace and harmony and love. Let us be Christ-like to a hurting and despairing world. And let us faithfully carry out the work of Christ. As I was preparing this sermon, I was aware that, you know, it only needs a little thing to be Christ-like to somebody. We don't all need to go out and be Billy Grahams. It might just be a little word to someone. Just giving this card to someone who is lonely and in need. Might just be saying a kind word to a neighbour. But let us be Christ-like to a hurting and despairing world. And let us faithfully carry out the work of Christ in the world. Let us pray. Lord, I just ask that you help all of us to bring harmony to our world. In this time of mad dashing around to get ready for Christmas, when we go out into the shops, into the streets, Lord, we ask that you help us to bring the story of the Nativity to our world. And Lord, that as well as learning that Christmas is about presents and food and decorations and the tree, that it's also about what happened 2,000 years ago, that a little baby was born in a manger. And although his birth was insignificant, he would bring about a change in world history. He was a small step, or what appeared to be a small step, but he would bring major benefits to the world. Amen.